News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, one of my favorite Christmas songs, Jingle Bells with the Singing Dogs. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, you guessed it, we're going to be talking about dogs and cats and animals this morning. So pleased to have in the studio with me experts on this topic. I have Randy Lambert here. Randy is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. And with him I have Mike, let me make sure I pronounce it right, Tarver?
Yep, that's it.
Mike Tarver, and he's the Community Relations Specialist for Public Information for Santa Rosa County. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy that you're here. It is that time of year to sort of raise awareness about adopting animals, where to get animals, what we can do to help them. Tell me what's happening now at the shelter. I had someone on just about a week or so ago that said you really are overcrowded at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Our shelter is beyond capacity at this point. And that's a little bit about what we're here to talk about today is we have a program called Home for the Holidays. And it was a tremendous success for Thanksgiving, and we want to do a reload and do it again for the Christmas time. And that gives the dogs an opportunity to get out of the shelter, decompress a little bit.
That's not a good word.
No,
decompress.
Decompress. Sorry about that.
That's my fault. I know why. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it gives them an opportunity to get out of the shelter and get into a home. And then the person who's fostering for that time is able to give us some feedback about how the dog was in the home. Because what you see in the shelter from dogs in particular is not what you get when you get them out of the shelter into a home setting. Actually, a lot of times, what you see inside the kennel is not what you get when you take them out of the kennel, out in the front yard, or in one of the playgrounds.
Yeah.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. So explain how this all works, Home for the Holidays. How does it work?
So basically, you can just apply through our normal foster application on our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. What's going to happen is you apply, and then our behavior tech, Samantha, will give you a call and talk to you and match you and your family with a dog that she thinks you'll be successful with. And there's different date ranges. The date range is for the Christmas one is December 16th through January 6th. So you can sort of foster more or less than you might want in that date range. You know, some people are going all the way through even more, you know, past January or before the December 16th.
So you could do the whole time, or you could do just a couple days?
Yeah, you could do a little portion of it, or the whole time, or more than the time range, you know?
Listen, we take what we can get.
Absolutely.
Getting the animal out just for the day is great.
Right.
Getting them, again, that decompression. And really, they're going to need a couple of days to decompress after being in the loud volume of the shelter. Get them in your home. Get them on the rug in front of the fireplace.
Oh, give them a little TLC.
Absolutely. Extra attention like that. Although my staff is phenomenal, and they pay tremendous attention to all of the animals in the shelter, that personal attention that they can get while they're in your home, just for a limited time. And again, we're not asking for an absolute commitment of these days.
Right.
But anything that you can do during that time period is phenomenal.
Right. It gives us, like Randy said, it gives us great information about their personalities, their needs. So far, we've had 26 fosters go out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, great, great numbers. Big, big spike in numbers since last year. And we've had 5 foster fails from that. So 5, you know, dogs have found their forever home, which is amazing. But we also tend to see more kind of adult dogs get adopted in this way, because it's not just people wanting to grab a puppy. They're getting to know the personality of maybe a 3, 4, you know, 8-year-old dog. And that allows us a great opportunity to get some of these older dogs out of the shelter that's been there for a while.
And there's advantages to the older dogs too, because some of them have come from homes where they've been trained.
Oh, yeah.
They're already potty trained or house trained, and have so to speak manners. They know how to eat food from a bowl. You know, they're actually trained and maybe even know a few commands. So it is a little easier when you adopt an older dog.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get a good picture of their personality when you first meet them sort of in the yard or whatever. And if you give them that proper time to decompress, we talk about the 3-3-3 rule a lot. So it takes the average dog or cat, but mostly dogs, like 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to learn a routine, and up to 3 months to really feel totally incorporated into a home. So a short-term foster, you get that good amount of time where they can decompress and you can start to learn a routine and you can really see their personalities coming out even in that short amount of time.
So. I love that. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I want to add also, we're really pushing heavy for the dogs, but cats are available also.
That's right. So yeah. Tell me the numbers right now at the shelter. Because they're pretty high from what Samantha told me.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, our total count of dogs and cats, and we also have a tortoise. But our total count is 324.
Oh, my gosh.
We have 172 dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
And 184 cats.
Oh, my God. 184 cats?
Now, a lot of this is in foster care for right now. Particularly the cats are kittens that are waiting to get old enough, big enough, well enough to be altered. And then once they're altered, we're able to adopt those out.
So the vet services, how does that work? Where I know that costs a lot of money. How does that happen?
Yeah, again, when you're fostering from us, it's still our animal. It's property of Santa Rosa County. And we are taking care of everything. If you need food, we will provide the food. If you need a bed, we will provide a bed.
Oh, that's great.
If you need toys, we will provide toys. If you need a leash, we'll provide a leash. If the animal needs some sort of vet care, we will provide that also. Everything is included to whatever level. And some people come in and say, oh, I don't need food. I can buy the food myself. And that's fine. That's great. We're not going to make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's our animal. You're just kind of borrowing it from us. And and hopefully you decide to make it yours.
Right, right.
And that process is very easy also.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure there are also folks that would want to do it, but then go, oh, I wonder what would cost me to do it. That might be the reason they don't have a dog right now, the cost.
And then our vet, like when you get one of our dogs, they've been spayed neutered. They've got all their vaccines. They're microchipped. So you have to set it up with your vet after the fact, but a huge chunk of that cost, hundreds of dollars of cost to get an animal, has been taken care of at the shelter even before you bring it home.
And that is huge. That's a huge expense. So that's really great.
Yeah, our normal dog adoption fee is $25. And like Mike said, that includes...
Ooh, that's very reasonable.
Exactly. That includes the spay and neuter and the microchip and rabies or any other vaccines that are appropriate for that animal. And for cats, it's $10. In same
that's
package
very,
included.
Gosh, that's very reasonable. Exactly. Very reasonable. Talking with Pep Talk with Randy Lambert, who is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County, and Mike Tarver, who is our Community Relations Specialist. They're here talking about the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, dogs and cats, and ways that we can help out this holiday season. If you have a question for them, just text us on the text line at 850-437-1620. We will be back in just a couple of minutes to hear more about how we can help. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. So happy to have in the house our guest from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Randy Lambert is here and Mike Tarver. Welcome, gentlemen. There is so much that we could do to help out during this busy holiday season. Right now, we've been talking about pause for the holidays and being able to foster. What are some other things we can do to help the shelter?
Well, we're always in need of donations in the form of toys or even at food, at sometimes blankets, those types of things are very useful. We go through those things quite quickly at the shelter. But another thing is just volunteering. And again, volunteering is on your terms. How much and how little and in what way is totally up to you. I have a volunteer who comes in every Tuesday and Thursday morning and cleans our cat adoption rooms.
Oh,
he's
my
phenomenal.
Gosh.
He's
wow.
Phenomenal.
What a service.
So that takes the pressure off of my staff so that they can give attention to animals rather than doing these cleanings. And
right.
What have you. I have other people who aren't so, they don't want to handle animals so much. So they come in and they do laundry or they do dishes. The dog bowls and for food and water get washed every day.
See, those are things I don't even think about.
Oh yeah,
wow!
And with 170, now 300 animals,
it's a heavy load.
And
we have a phenomenal volunteer group that of people. And again, some people we see them once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Some come in every Saturday. Some come in sporadic, and we take what we get, and we don't mind a bit. But those volunteers are phenomenal. The fosters that we have currently are great, and they are what allow us to do our mission. By taking the animals out of the shelter, having them in their home, and getting them well enough, old enough, big enough for us to keep them moving on through the adoption phase. One thing that we really need that we're always short on is what we call medical fosters. And this is going to be somebody who is able to take a neonate, a kitten that is, or two or three kittens that are just a few days old. They need to be bottle fed.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Something has happened to mom, and mom's not able to take care of them anymore. So we end up getting these kittens, and they need to be bottle fed. Well, in the shelter, that's not the place they need to be. They need to be in a home where it's quiet and they can be bottle fed every couple of hours. And, you know, a lot of times we run into the problem of we've got somebody that will do that for several weeks, but we can't get to them right now. And we need somebody that can do it from right now until tomorrow morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's a huge need that we have. Or maybe it's an animal that's had a surgery on a broken leg or something and just needs to be in the comfy surroundings of someone's home until we nurse that leg back. And then, you know, then we're able to adopt the animal.
And again, the person fostering is not going to be responsible for the food or the vet care. You take care of all of that. They just need a place to go that's safe and quiet, and where they can heal, or as with kittens, get a little bit older, get a little bit stronger.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're covering all those costs.
That's phenomenal. And I would think that there'd be quite a few people that might be able to do that.
Sure. And again, it's not a required thing. You know, if you reach out to us and we get to know what you're able to do and you're able to do it and we give you a call and you're like, yeah, I'm kind of tied up right now. Okay, we'll go to the next person on the list. That's fine. We're not going to shame you.
Right. You're not a bad guy because you can't do it this week.
Right. And we understand people have lives and things are going on.
Of course.
So, but the volunteering, we have situations all in our shelter. Even we have somebody who comes in and does clerical work for us as volunteering. So there's all kinds of ways to volunteer in the shelter. And then there's also ways to volunteer outside the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. We need volunteers at our adoption events. So I'll give you a quick story of a foster volunteer kind of combo. This last Friday, we're usually at Alyssa's and Pace most Fridays. And we have a volunteer who also fosters brought her name is Allison, and she brought her son, I think it's Gerard is his name, and he's maybe 2 or 3 years old. And so she brought her foster dog and her son to Alyssa's and just camped out for a little bit and talked to people. Well, people got to see that the dog was great with her 2 or 3 year old, you know, and got to see that he was good with kids, got to see he was good with other people. And so it's just a great example of somebody just come and sit for a couple hours, you know. You don't have to really do anything other than sit there with your dog. And people get to see the personalities. And I don't know how many people came up and said, oh, I love to see that this dog, I think it was Twitch. And so you got to see this dog was great with kids.
Right.
And it's so much easier as a barrier to adoption of people saying like, oh, I have a little kid. I've been wanting a dog, but I don't know. So many people have this misconception of shelter dogs a lot of times, and you know the shelter gets mislabeled as a pound all the time. Anyway,
we have to come up with a new name because rescue. Sometimes you think they're being rescued out of the mud or something. It gives sort of a negative connotation, and a lot of these dogs came from good homes, or maybe their owners passed away, or there's a lot of reasons that dogs are given up. Right,
and they might not even be there for very long. Like I adopted my dog, beautiful husky Jeremy mix. She was there for only a couple weeks, and she definitely had to decompress and all this, but this beautiful, very well-trained dog. So it's definitely a different thing than people.
And do you have to be a resident of Santa Rosa County to be a volunteer, or can you be from anywhere in like Escambia or Okaloosa?
Anywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere.
So there's no restrictions in that respect.
No, ma'am. No, we're not picky at all for that. But to kind of tag on a little bit to what Mike was saying about off-site volunteering, a lot of times we're limited to how many dogs we can take to an event on how many handlers we have, because we don't want to have a situation where we take, say, 5 dogs, but only have only 3 handlers. We want to be able to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. And if a particular dog starts getting a little amped up a little bit, we want to be able to take that dog out of the area so that you know, nothing bad happens.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we have experts from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you have a question, 850-437-1620, you can call or text. We'll be back and hear more about the Santa Rosa County Animal Services right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620, talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. A couple more things. We just wanted to be sure that you had the information you need in case you'd like to help out with Home for the Holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just want to apply online under our foster tab on our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals, there's a special link there, and it'll link it to the holiday foster. And, yeah, you'll get a call from our behavior tech, and she'll walk you through the process.
Great. So we've talked about the dates for that, I believe, are December 16th through January 6th. You could do the whole time, or you could do a little before, a little after, or even just a day or two.
Yep, a lot of people are going well after the dates and stuff and fostering for the whole month. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
That's great. What about donations and food and needs and goods and things that you might need as we're getting into this? You've got so many fosters, right? I mean, so many animals at the shelter right now.
You can donate on under our Give tab on our website again. But every Wednesday, later on this afternoon, I'll post a wish list or a Christmas list.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so we update. And it's sometimes it's like on the lower end of stuff. Maybe it's just dogs dog food, or we got plenty of dogs. Dog foods or bones or chew toys and stuff like that. A couple months ago, we were asking for more kennels. So you can donate monetarily on the website, or just donate some food or whatever through our Amazon wish list, and it'll send it directly to the shelter. So I do that every Wednesday. I send out a list of just a few things that we need around the shelter. So
yeah, and what are the hours of the shelter and the facility, and where are you located?
Yeah, the hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are 11:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
And then on Wednesdays we open at 11:30, but we closed at 6:30 to allow people a little extra time in the evening to come in. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 3.
Okay. Do you know when your next adopt-a-thon is going to be that's in the public where someone can go? I think you mentioned you do this in Pace.
We are usually at Alyssa's in Pace every Friday.
Every Friday. Oh,
10,
okay.
From 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
This
every
week
Friday
is a little tentative because we will be at the Navy Exchange on Saturday in Pensacola.
Oh, good.
Let me check the date on that. From 11 to 1 at the Navy Exchange this Saturday, we'll be there.
Okay, that sounds great. So there's opportunities to foster during the holidays. There's opportunities to donate. And if you don't have the time to go buy any dog food or toys, you can always do a monetary donation. Give the number and website one more time so folks know where they can go to find out more information.
Yeah, the phone number is 850-983-4680.
Website santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Y'all are the best. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our little animals and our community. This has been Pep Talk with Meg. News coming up next.